Good evening. I am Nolan Ramsey, and I'm a new and upcoming content creator. And this is my brand new podcast, Chats with Nolan Ramsey. If you don't know what that means, I'm just going to talk to people. I talk to a lot of people in real life, so I'm like, might as well turn on the camera, you know, to see what happens. So, yeah, and here is my friend Rory.
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good. Thank you, Roy, for coming to such a long way.
Of course. Yes. Anything for my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for not stepping on my toes.
You're welcome.
Yes. Because I don't know about you, but I kind of like to wear shoes in the house.
I don't either. I don't think anybody does.
Well, some people do, and they're crazy.
I agree.
But especially, how do you feel about sleeping with socks?
Depending on if it's freezing or not, typically I'd say no, unless you're sick or it is just freezing cold.
Yes. You know, I've started to do that. I started to sleep without my socks on.
Congratulations. Yes. You have joined the rest of the world.
For what? Does that mean they'll see me?
Yes.
Oh my god. Amazing. So, Rory, please tell me about you. Like, what's your life, your hobbies?
I think I'm going to start with some of my hobbies. So, I really like drawing. I'm mainly a pencil drawer. Recently, I've started to get more into pen drawings. I am right now working on a project where I'm trying to draw every mask from the band Slipknot. And I have drawn a couple other realistic portraits of people's faces.
Have you drawn my face?
I have not yet.
I'm a little sad about that. We've been friends for a while now.
Well, if you send me an image of your face converted into a drawing, I can do that for you.
Oh, I thought you would convert an image into a drawing.
I can do that.
Okay, I'll just send you a selfie.
All right.
Because you know I haven't thought about it.
Yes.
You
guys
are
pretty. You are pretty.
Well, thank you. You are too.
Thank you.
If whoever doesn't think we're pretty, shame on you.
Whoever doesn't think themselves are pretty, think you're pretty because you are. You're beautiful, yes. People.
Yes, you are. Everyone is.
Everyone's beautiful.
Except Jeffrey Dahmer.
Except Jeffrey Dahmer.
I've actually... He got me into the show tonight.
I got my friend Nolan here into the Jeffrey Dahmer series.
Yes, it's very interesting. I don't know how to sum it up. It's a... What's an interesting series.
Indeed it is. Yes.
Who knew? I never knew who they would always reference in rap music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm like, never mind. No, I now know. I'm enlightened. Yes. But we were talking about films, and this man has not seen the Dark Knight trilogies.
I have not seen the Dark Knight trilogies. Please don't hate on me for that. I just haven't had time to watch them.
Do you feel it?
No.
So what other hobbies do you like to do besides art?
I like to watch movies, mainly horror movies. I like to go out for bike rides. I just like hanging out with my friends.
And obviously, I can tell you're a fan of Dr. Pepper.
I am indeed.
Yes, and which this is not a paid
advertisement.
This is not paid advertisement yet.
We just love Dr. Pepper.
Yes, we do.
Dr. Pepper, please sponsor us.
Please. Dr. Pepper, yes. That's a vote. Good vote for us.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah. All right.
So let me ask you something. Have you ever drawn the Dr. Pepper?
There's a Dr. Pepperman?
Could be.
I'm going to draw a Dr. Pepperman.
Okay. That's great.
And I'm going to submit that to Dr. Pepper, see if they'll make it their official mascot of Dr. Pepper.
So you're going to say you're going to make the doctor?
I'm going to make the doctor of Dr. Pepper.
Yes. So what? That reminds me. What do you like to draw?
Mainly I like to draw realistic portraits or album covers. For the album covers, typically I'll do, like, tracings of the original art, and then I will redo it myself after the tracing by basing it off of the tracing. And other than that, I like to draw people's faces, like famous people. So far, I have drawn the Jared Leto Joker and Scrim from Suicide Boys.
Okay.
If you don't know who Suicide Boys are, check them out if you're into rap.
I did hear they just come to Colorado.
They did. I sadly was not able to go.
Me neither.
Maybe I can change that next year.
Hopefully. With the help of you.
With the help of all of you beautiful all of people. People.
Yes. So, what kind of sweatshirt you got on here right now?
Right now, as you can tell, I have on a City Morgue hoodie. The person in the image, his rap name is Sos Mula. He is part of the underground hip-hop duo City Morgue, along with his friend, I'm pretty sure, close relative, Zillikami.
I have no idea who any of those people are, but it sounds really cool.
And maybe thanks to you all, we could one day be interviewing them.
Yes, that would be awesome. And they could tell me who they are.
I'll have to educate you on that a little bit.
As you can tell, I know a lot of music, but I don't know a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But hey, I like the music I listen to.
That's good that you like it.
I've been listening to a lot of Luke.
I have no clue who that is.
You're sad. That's so sad. It is country.
That explains why I haven't listened to it.
Do you not like country?
I do not like country.
Get out. I'm kidding. For everyone that loves country, you're great.
For everyone that doesn't love country, you're still great.
You're... So, how did you get into all this rap?
I mainly just started getting into rap from listening to Eminem when I was around 11 or 12. And from that, it just branched off into me listening to different rappers. At first, I got more into the 90s, late 80s hip-hop scene. Stuff like N.W.A., Dr. Dre, Tupac, Biggie, Eminem. And then it branched out to more new styles of rap. Such as with artists like Lil Darkie, Ghost Mane, Suicide Boys, City Morgue. And then recently, I have been listening to not even rap, I've been listening to a lot of Slipknot, which is considered death metal.
I have actually just recently listened to some death metal.
And what was it by?
It was interesting. It's a new band called The Line That. Lon Flamingos.
That's interesting.
Yes, they were very interesting. They were very good, what I could tell. I don't have the greatest knowledge of that music, but the beat was fast.
I mean, hey, I honestly just listen to what sounds good to me.
Yep, and no wonder you're deaf.
I'll most likely be deaf by the age of 20. I blast loud music through my headphones a lot.
So you have 5 more years. Right.
I do have 5 more years. 4.5, actually.
So why do you listen to music so loud?
I don't know. It's just, it provides stimulation to the ADHD part of my brain.
You have a brain?
Yes, I do have a brain.
You're not like the Scarecrow.
I'm not like the Scarecrow.
Okay. That's good to know. Speaking of Scarecrow, do you like that movie?
Which one? You mean The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Yes, I did like that movie. I have seen it. I watched it a few times with my grandpa.
That's good. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I like all the spin-offs that people.
The spin-offs are interesting.
I don't know which one I like better. I probably like.
Yeah, the original is
the original and color.
Nice.
Yes. I don't know if I could watch it in black and white.
That would be not as stimulating for me.
Did they call it the Overgrown? The Emerald City? Is that also just black and white? Was it green?
It was black and white.
Interesting. That is curious, Mike. What did they call it? Follow the road. Follow the brick road.
Yep.
Probably. And people have imagined it.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to ask me while we're on the topic of movies?
What do you think of Marvel?
I think Marvel is better than DC.
Good man. Good. You know, I can apologize. I can forgive you for the country.
Thank you.
Who's your favorite superhero?
He's not technically a superhero, but right now my favorite is Deadpool.
Good one.
He's technically considered an anti-hero because he does bad things, but for the good of humanity. Just like me.
Also, Ryan Reynolds, if you're watching.
Reach out to us.
Reach out, please.
I'm his publicist and promoter.
Yes. My editor is sadly not here at the moment.
But sometime in the next week or two, we're going to try to get him on here.
Yes, be very fun. But for you, Ryan Reynolds, please reach out.
That would be sick.
That would be great. It would make a little boy's dream come true.
Not a little boy, you're a little man.
No, I'm a leprechaun. Come on.
You are a leprechaun.
Yes, if we break 1,000 follow, if we break 1,000 subs before the end of the year, I will dress up as a leprechaun.
And do an Irish dance.
Yes. I'll do an Irish dance. So if you want to see me do an Irish dance,
try to get us to 1,000 subs.
Yeah. Subs, followers, same thing.
Subs, followers, it's the same thing.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. But anyway, if you want to see that, sub down below. And give this video a like, please, and a share.
Indeed, that would.
Yes.
We would be very grateful for that.
Yes,
that would benefit us greatly. As you heard in the intro, we are new and we are trying to grow, so we appreciate all the help we can get.
Yes, we do. And also, please, don't make our channel just die out like my height. Come on. Please, I'm a very short man. Please help.
I'm only 15. He's 20.
I'm 20. Please help our channel grow.
Just like me.
Not me. We don't want it to die out. Anyway, who else do you like?
In what?
Marvel or DC?
Which one, Marvel or DC?
Either one. Actually, wait, here's a better question. Did you see Black Adam?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you read the comics?
Not the best comic reader. I don't have much time to read.
You know, I used to be like that. And that's mainly because my eyes can't see for shit. So.
Yeah.
I got it. But I got the Marvel Unlimited. And it's great.
That sounds nice.
Also, this is not a paid sponsorship. I just really enjoy it.
He does really enjoy it.
I do agree. Also, comic recommendation. You know what I'm going. Strange Academy. It's great. It's like Harry Potter. But Doctor Strange makes a school.
Oh, also. Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey. Jay Schlatt with Gamer Stuffs. We would like to get you on here, too, if possible. See if you can give us a Gamer Stuffs sponsorship. That would really help us out. If possible, thank you. And right now, this is not a paid advertisement. I just like gamer subs.
We're doing a lot of non-paid advertisements.
Indeed. So hopefully they'll be like, hey, we can actually give them some money.
Yes. Because if we get money, we can actually do this more.
And we can get our own studio.
Well, we don't have that much money.
Don't have that much money.
Do you know how much rent is?
How much?
Rent is a lot. I don't know. I can't calculate it.
I'll do some research with you after the podcast.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and if you get us over 2,000 subs and over by the end of the year, my main man Nolan here will do a hot tub stream.
He was not planning that shit.
But yes, he will do a hot tub stream if you get him to 2,000 subs by the end of the year.
Sounds even better. All right. I don't know if I want to keep this going. I don't know what I'll be committing to do it by the end.
Oh, trust me, I won't say anything else like that.
I can't trust you.
You can trust me. Do you have any other questions for me?
I'm just thinking of a hot tub stream now. That's all into my brain.
If you want to see him do a hot tub stream, get him to 2,000 subs by the end of the year. And on New Year's Day, he will do a hot tub stream.
No, I can't. I'm not here.
When he gets back from Virginia, he will do a hot tub stream.
Don't say my location. This is fine. Yes. I will think about doing a hot tub stream.
He will think about doing a hot tub stream.
Okay, do you have any questions for me?
What made you start this podcast? What moved you to do it?
Well, I, through the years of my young and my young life.
Your young life.
Yes, my young life. I have just talked and talked and talked to people where I'm like, you know, I wonder what would happen if I would put a microphone and a camera. Let's see what happens, and let's get some friends on. And I guess this could build my self-confidence. Because I don't know about you, but I have hard times with that.
I also have a hard time with self-confidence. If any of you out there are having self-confidence issues, talk to people. They will help you.
Yeah, get fill some people in about it.
Fill some people in.
It always helps.
It does.
But anyway, that is... That is one. That's some of the reasons why I do this.
That's good.
So, or I'm starting to do it, not why I'm doing it.
What is your goal by the end of the year? Your main goal?
I don't know, just to have a structure. I guess a gradual people income. You know, like just people coming in.
Yeah.
Not necessarily doing this for money, but it would be nice. But I just really enjoy talking to people.
What is your sub-goal for the end of the year?
Well, at least make some money.
I said sub-goal.
Oh, sub-goal. Yes.
Your subscriber goal.
Well, apparently your sub-goal for me is 2,000.
But what is yours?
You know, what's... You know, I've learned to just jump out of my comfort zone and aim higher, not lower. So let's say 5,000 subs.
That's so big.
You know, even if I don't hit it, I'll still hit something.
You will still hit something. Maybe a growth spurt.
All the doctors confirm no, so sadly no. But what the doctors didn't confirm is my impact.
Yes.
They confirmed my height, but they didn't confirm my impact.
Yeah.
Only you can.
Only y'all can.
Only y'all. Are we Texan now?
No.
I guess I am Texan, so I could say y'all.
Fair enough.
So thank you guys for watching whatever this was.
Oh, and before we end this, quick shout out to my friend Benji. He makes music on Spotify under Dat Boy Benji. Capital D, capital B, capital B. Spaces in between Dat Boy and Benji.
That will be in the description below if you did not get that, all that. If you didn't, just recap or just look down the description.
And reach out to him, check out his music, give him some views. He's an up-and-coming artist and a dear friend of ours.
I do like Benji. So, yes, thank you guys for coming on and just listening and watching us. And thank you for watching. And please don't forget... Share and follow and like and subscribe.
All right. I'll see y'all.
See you all later.